Blog Talk Radio.
Y'all, happy Sunday.
It's Sunday. It's the day before Monday. Hey, hey. If you got a job to go to on Monday, count it as a blessing. Because you know what? It's folks still out here looking for work and can't find now. You hear me? So be elated about your employment situation is all I'm going to recommend you do. Okay? I'm just saying. I ain't saying, but I'm saying. You know what I'm saying? What's up with you, widow? How your week been, girl?
My week has been lovely. Started a new job, and it's kicking my ass. I ain't going to lie. They want me to work, and they went in the first day wanted me to work, and I don't know if I appreciated that or not. Thought I was going to get a little time to get acquainted, but they threw me on in there, you know. So I realized how old I'm getting and how my body don't move and bend like it used to. But it's cool. It's cool. I'm happy to have a job. I like the place I'm at. It's just, you know, getting the client.
So it's a physical gig. Like, you gotta, like, physical.
It's physical. It's physical. It's a lot of moving. It's a lot of walking. And, I mean, I drive a forklift sometimes, but in between that, I'm walking, I'm moving, I'm picking up stuff, I'm putting down stuff, I'm bending. I get home the next day, that night, the next morning I wake up, like, I done worked out really, really hard, and I haven't done shit. So I have started working out, so it'll take the soreness away if I just keep it going and keep it moving like that.
Right.
Yeah, but then the St. Louis weather, the rain got my sinuses on 100 right now, so I'm feeling all type of pressure. So when we get off the phone, off this show today, I'm going to pop me a Benadryl and call it a night. You understand?
You tried to go, night, 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 night.
Yeah, because my sciences got my head feeling like, what? Who in there whipping my ass in my head?
You know
it
what?
It ain't a good
this
feeling.
This weather, I think, got everybody kind of like Lulu. Like my husband, he's kind of got some finest stuff going on. And the Mucinex ain't working. Ain't, you know, so it's kind of like the weather is just not being agreeable, I was supposed to say.
No, it's not. He's doing his own damn thing. It's like, huh? I was cold last week. I was sunny and nice at the end of the week. And shit, why not throw a little rain there? So it was like a damn catch-all.
Right. And then it's so nice, though. Like, I went out today, let me bring my people up, y'all up, okay? So I'm working a second job now, y'all, okay? So I just rushed in from the second job because what we want to do is remodel our house. They just going to take a little few extra little coins, you know what I'm saying? So I'm going to do what I have to do right now so I can do what we want to do at a later point. So we're just trying to collect our coins and put it together and, you know, get this remodel done. Because we were looking and thinking, okay, well, maybe we should move. And it's like, well, nah, this house is kind of in the state that we kind of want it to be in. When I say the state, like the state of remodeling, it's not like completely unlivable. It's not unlivable at all, actually. We can stay in here like it is for now, but we know we want more open space. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, it's a chore. So every time I'm at the second job and it starts and stuff, I'm just thinking about the island that I want in my kitchen. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
To make it a little
and
more.
You're moving ass. You better not move no motherfucking more. Shit, you're going to lock your asses in there, board your door up. Windows and all. Don't you move shit. Don't even move out a motherfucking box out there. Take out trash only is allowed out your house.
Okay, damn, that's the truth. I ain't even mad at that analogy. I'm not mad at that observation of my life. I'm sure everybody has had to cross out several addresses for me, okay? I'm not on the run from nobody or no shit like that. That ain't what's happening, okay? It's just, you know, let's just share a little bit, okay? I'm a runner, okay? So, okay, I'm just going to share, okay? I'm just let me say this, okay? But I've been healed. I've been delivered. My husband has helped me to stop running and shit. Because, see, I'm a runner. Historically, for me, when shit get out of pocket and I ain't with it no more, I'm just up. That would be relationships, jobs, houses, whatever. You know what I'm saying? I'm a runner. So now I'm kind of more settled. You know what I'm saying? I thank God for the length of my current relationship and my marriage and everything, because, you know, if he was the type to be like, bye, bitch, I'd probably been gone some time ago. But he's made me settle down. So this is kind of more now like, okay, so let me just start making this the home I want it to be instead of just trying to run from here to there and everywhere. You know what I'm saying? So, but we're trying to make it better. Coming home from a second job, I'm just, you know, trying to get into the groove of doing this dual situation, because I still, you know, on the weekends I want to have my grandbabies and stuff. So we'll see what happens, you know, with the job. I'm having kids, my grandbabies. I can't give that up. I just love on them so much I can't even stand it. We maybe need to just have a show about them. I'm just saying.
Right.
I'm just saying, they're just such wonderful human beings. I don't know. But anyway, y'all, today's show, Widow, go ahead, before we jump into all that, give them all the contact information and all of that, because we want you all to be interactive in the show. We're so excited to have Katrina Goodlett on the show. We're going to get into her story and just talk to her and talk about transgender realities. That's what we're talking about today. Open your motherfucking mind and get some understanding. That's what needs to happen. That's the point of this whole show, opening your mind and understanding another part of our community. We're so diverse and have so many areas within the Black community that we probably don't touch on because they're considered to be quote-unquote taboo. No, we're about to pull the covers back and open your minds up so that we can all be in cahoots with what we need to do collectively as a people. And it's all hands on deck. We talked to Katrina, and she's in agreement. It's all hands on deck. But go ahead, Widow, and give them all the contact information, if you would.
You guys can call in and speak to us, our guests. You can call in with a comment or a question. There aren't any stupid questions. There are any crazy comments. Just don't be disrespectful. Don't be ignorant, because this is Don't Bite Your Tongue. We will shut your ass down. But definitely call in if you want to. We pray that you do. We love your support. And the number is 646-716-5470. Also, we have a Facebook page, Don't Bite Your Tongue. And please like us on Facebook. Invite your friends to like our Facebook page. And in a few weeks, we're going to have gifts and surprises and good stuff for you guys. You'd be randomly picked from our Facebook page, from the people who like it. So we're going to start making this bigger and better, because we are great women. We are awesome. So we're going to reflect that through this show. So just make sure that you get at us, and you can get us on email if you have a show topic, if you have questions, whatever you want to talk about. If you don't want to call into the show and you want us to bring it up on the show, you can email it to us at don'tbiteyourtongue@yahoo.com. And go on to the site. If you're just strictly coming from the Facebook page and you just have the phone number and you're listening, you can go to blogtalkradio.com/don'tbiteyourtongue. Follow us on there. You can listen to our archive shows, know what's coming up on the next week's show. Just get involved. Keep supporting us, because we appreciate each and every one of you guys.
Thank you, Black Widow, for that announcement. And I would like to piggyback off of something Black Widow just said. If you call into this show and you disrespect Miss Katrina or any of our other guests, that is your ass. We going to get into your ass. Do you understand? So don't call her with no disrespect and no dumb shit, because ain't nobody got time for that, okay? Anybody got time for that? This show is for intelligent people. And if your ass is not intelligent, the purpose of listening in is to gain some, okay? And maybe we can't teach you intellect, but your ass can think, okay? And you know what's right and what's wrong. So we're going to be respectful of everybody that's on this show. The host is going to be respectful, and you're going to respect us, and we're going to respect our guests, okay? Thank you very much. I'm done with the
unless you call in with some fuckery, we would get, I'm just saying, Black Widow, this is who's speaking right now. I am lethal with my motherfucking words. I'm just trying to warn y'all ahead of time. It don't bite your tongue. We want you to be a free spirit, free thinker, say what you want to say. But if it's something that's just right out dumb and hurtful and disrespectful because you have ignorance and you're not willing to learn and you want to project that onto us, then we just going to rip you a new motherfucking asshole, and you will learn that day. You have the process, the authority, and the ability to think. You will learn by the time you get done talking to us. You're going to be like, damn. You're going to wake up tomorrow morning a brand new motherfucking person. I'm just trying to tell you.
Brand new asshole. You're going to be shitting from two places. I just want you to know. Okay?
Just saying.
So let's move along because our guest has joined us, and I just want to get through our next segment so we can get to Katrina. And so our next segment, y'all, Just Us. So this is our segment that was birthed from the Ferguson incident and that movement. So we just keep this on every week. We talk about shows and topics in this segment that deal with us from the point of, like, the justice system in society, for just us as Black people in this society, particularly around the justice system, okay? So one thing I want to talk about is what came out in the news here a couple days ago is that it's not expected that there will be federal charges against Darren Wilson in relation to the incident of his killing of Michael Brown. Anybody surprised? Anybody? I'm not. They're saying that they are thinking that the Justice Department lawyers will not recommend any civil charges, civil rights charges, be against the police officer. The final word does come from Eric Holder and his civil rights chief, who is Vanita Gupta. But because the rule or the way of determining whether or not Darren Wilson actually should have been brought up on charges, the rule says to bring federal civil rights charges, the Justice Department would have needed to prove that Officer Wilson had intended to violate Michael's rights when he opened fire and that he had done so willfully, meaning that he knew it was wrong when he did it, but he did it anyway. What you think of that, Widow? They're saying that there's not enough proof in this situation to prove that.
I think it's unfortunate, and I think it's some bullshit. And just like you, I'm not shocked. I'm not surprised. I'm disappointed. That's what I am.
Yeah.
And for them to say that it's not enough evidence, well, we just have to go back to the way they presented that damn evidence. The way they presented it, they put out there what they wanted the jurors to know. They gave them exactly what they wanted them to have to make the decision that they made. And all the jurors did not agree with the decision that came out. It was not unanimous. You know, it only needed 9 of the jurors. And, you know, we was going to put out there 9 of them was white. I don't know if all the white people said it. Maybe 1 of the 3 Black people. I don't know. But what I do know is it's some bullshit. And Darren Wilson should have been brought up on civil charges because he shot so many times that at some point something else could have been done. When you shot him, you couldn't tase him afterwards, tackle him. And we did have some officers on a few weeks back that said, you just go for it. You've got to make sure that you're the one who survived. And I get that. But at this time, at that juncture, what was going on with Mike Brown and Darren Wilson, I just feel as if his ass just went forward because he just fucking wanted to. And unfortunately, yep, he's just walking away. Nothing legally is being done, but I know he's suffering because where the fuck you at? You ain't down about.
Yeah, I mean, he's probably doing all right. I mean, he's being paid for interviews. You know, they had that GoFundMe page where he got, you know, millions of, you know, I don't want to say millions, but he got quite a few hundred thousand of dollars. And, you know, although the grand jury, you know, the state charges, they were not brought up on him because the prosecutor and his, you know, cronies within the prosecutor's office you know, basically defended him to the grand jury. But, you know, the federal investigation was completely separate from anything that was done on the state level. And for them to come to the same conclusions, I don't think, honestly, I don't think they wanted to come to that conclusion. But because the way the law is written, which was written back in the 1960s, says it looks at the intent of the person committing the quote-unquote civil rights violation, right? The intent. It's so hard to prove intent that it's almost insurmountable. It would have to be something so blatant that the person committing the civil rights violation would have had to have said before it happened, yeah, that's what I meant to do. I meant to do that. So then that you understand what their intent was. But in those circumstances with Darren Wilson and Michael Brown in this circumstance, we can't prove his intent. So, you know, peace to, you know, Leslie and Mike Brown Sr., you know, I'm sorry, y'all. You know, it's like you can't get any satisfaction from anywhere, you know what I'm saying? And our hearts go out to them, you know, as a family. We just need to continue to stay present, you all, and stay in the process, and don't let this thing die down. There's still protests that are going on here locally. You know what I'm saying? There are still things that we can do, still groups that we can be a part of to continue to move the narrative forward about what needs to happen to us as brown people in this society. And it's not just this, but it's all across the board, which is what we will get into. But, you know, just stay present on it, and we'll keep bringing it to the forefront, you know, on this show, so you'll hear about it. So let's talk to Katrina Goodlett. You know, Katrina Goodlett. She's an African-American transgender woman of color. She's also the producer and host of the Kitty Bella Show on Blog Talk Radio. She's an educated and triumphant trans woman who has overcome experiences of transphobic attacks and violence. She believes the voices and the actual lived lives of the trans community should be heard. And back in 2013, she created the Empowerment Campaign, which is hashtag TGirlsRock. Hashtag TGirlsRock. Let's bring her up and properly welcome Miss Katrina to the show. All right, all right. Miss Katrina, how you doing, goddess?
OMG.
Hey.
It feels so awkward being on the other end and hearing like the applause effects go off.
Yeah, right, right.
I'm being interviewed right now.
Right, exactly. The tables have been turned.
Right, right, right. Good evening. How are you ladies doing?
We are doing phenomenal. Phenomenal. So how's your evening going so far?
I have to say, exactly right. I have to say before anything, like, just going off of what you just said, like, it's just so sad. Like, isn't that sad, y'all? Like, the fact that y'all had to put, like, that qualifier up at the beginning for callers. Like, that was crazy to me. Like, folks still don't get it in 2015. Like, I'm not surprised, but it's just, like, I was putting it in context. I'm sitting here, I'm being interviewed, and I'm hearing, you know, you girls go off, you ladies go off, and I was just like, go, go. But it was like, I was that's kind of sad. like it has to be said, be respectful, be kind.
And that's very,
don't come into a space of healing, restoration, and fellowship and bring hate, transphobia, and violence.
I just wanted to make sure people knew.
Right, right.
Yeah, we're just trying to set the groundwork so when if they come on, Katrina, and they walk away with a new asshole, they know why it happened, okay? So you can't say you didn't know.
Okay. Absolutely.
Okay? So it's all good, though. It's all good. You know, we're so pleased that you agreed to, you know, come on the show and just, you know, talk about what's going on in the trans world for, you know, particularly for women of color, and just educate us because, you know, what really opened my eyes, and I was reading the article that was written in The Root, and I was like, what now? Violence against who? You know, because it's not something that we hear a lot about, you know? And I'm like, okay, wait a minute. Let's not just talk about the violence, but what is this group, this community of trans people that we don't get to talk about or talk to too often. So it's about educating ourselves, you know, and that's exactly what we want to do. So why don't you go ahead, and I know I gave a little introduction of you, but introduce yourself to our audience and tell us, you know, who you are, what your journey has been, or how you became like a spokesperson for the trans community.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Ashay, thank you for welcoming me here tonight. I just want to say thank you because not enough allies, quote-unquote allies in the community, especially in our Black community, reach out and do enough mm-hmm. alliance work in reaching out to the trans community. And so I just want to applaud you ladies for that. Thank you so much. And I also would like to shout out my sisters. I'm believing giving love. And I shout out my sisters at the TWOC. Much love and blessings, sisters. Definitely.
Hey, y'all. Hi.
Right. So for me, like, I don't know where to start.
Let me frame the questions for you then. Let me frame it for you because we just want to know, okay, I don't even know. It's so much that I want to learn because I really want to walk away from this conversation with an understanding and appreciation for who you are as a person. So so how long have you been I don't know how to answer the question. So you're a trans
I have a
woman.
Question.
There you go.
Okay, go ahead. Wait, what do you want me to do? Go ahead.
No, well, we're just starting off right here then. When you started off, what was the situation that just made you say, I'm about to be the spokeswoman, I'm about to start speaking out? What was that pivotal moment for you that you just said, no more, my voice is going to be heard?
Absolutely. So for me, it was an involvement into becoming more vocal and speaking and living in my truth. And there were several situations that led to that catalyst. And so for me, one of them and one of the most important ones is for me getting to know community. Younger, I did not have a connection to the transgender community for several reasons. And so for me, getting involved in the community really, like, how can I say it? It warmed my soul. It made me discover myself. It made me realize that I'm not alone. I'm out here. There is a community, and there are other people like me who identify in the same way that I do. And it was everything for me, and it's been everything, and it still is. And so I have to say that that was, like, one of the biggest catalysts is discovering community, discovering all the amazing people in the community who are living unapologetically and vocal. Mm-hmm. And so for me, I just honor that, and that was one of the main things that I can think of. Absolutely.
So growing, you said growing up you didn't have connection in the transgender community. So when mm-hmm. did you first identify as being transgender?
I first identified as There is no such thing as a person with an ED. Thank you.
Like woman or man.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
I noticed, like, around 18, I became aware of the identification mm-hmm. and terminology of transgender. And so mm-hmm. when that knowledge came to me, I was able to put a word to it, even though it's not a word mm-hmm. I created, but it's a word mm-hmm. that was already out there. And so that's when I was able to identify with that. But I had always lived in my truth. Just because I didn't mm-hmm. have a word to associate with it does not negate the fact that I still already knew my truth. And I already felt that that was who I was in essence. And that was when I was much younger.
Right. So can you articulate or help us to understand when you say your truth, what does that truth feel like when you say you know your truth? Like, what is that like? Is it, would it be the same, I guess, as a heterosexual? A woman would feel like, I am a woman, not heterosexual, because that's something different. That goes into your sexuality. We're talking about gender. So what is your truth? How did you know what your truth was? You know what I'm saying? If it wasn't a name for it or, you know, whatever, how do you identify what your truth is? What does that feel like?
Well, it's individual. I can only speak for my truth. My truth does not
Absolutely.
Speak for other transgender truths. Excuse me, transgender
sure.
person's truth. So I can't speak for everyone, but I know for me, my truth was just not even, it's not about identifying and with a heterosexual identity. It's identifying that me. This is who I want to be, and it's just me.
Right, you know? Right.
And so there is like, yeah, it's nothing like, it's not nothing, like you don't have to read into it. I think a lot of times we read into gender and into this heteronormative constructive norms that we've constructed with gender, and we read into it too much. And it's like, it's not that deep.
Right.
It's not that deep, you know?
I feel
we know
saying.
Through science.
It's just a matter of, it's a matter of being. You know, I exist. I know that it's not the word
exactly.
God. I'm not saying it at all. But I am that I am. Because I exist, I just know who I am. So it's not really, and that's thank you for that, because that's an education point for me of, and I'm sure for our audience as well, is changing our thought process, because that question, now that I'm saying it out loud, this is going to be an educational experience for everybody, but saying it out loud connotates that there's a choice about identifying your truth. Your truth is whatever it is, right? So you don't have to, it's not a choice. I am who I am. I'm a woman. You're a woman. Widow's a woman. We're women. You know what I'm saying? So I don't have to define that. It just is what it is. I get that. I totally get that.
And I must say, as a trans woman of color, I have to say that these discussions are important, but I also feel like folks need to do their own work. We need to move beyond this basic understanding of gender. Folks should already know this. I shouldn't have to explain this to anyone. This should be something like basic 101. We should be already in 301. You know what I'm saying? It's like we can't even get to 301 because folks still don't get 101. And it's like, I don't get it. Like, it's like you constantly have to explain your life. It's like, I want to move on from that. How can we start discussing how can I live my life, how you can help me live my life? You know, that's the discussion I want to have. I want to move beyond this. Who I am. I already know who I am. Do you know who you are? I know who I am. So let's move on from that, and let's start talking about the things that really matter. Like, how can you help me pay my bills? How can you help me elevate myself in this life? How can you help my sisters, help me help my sisters elevate themselves, my sisters and brothers in this life? So that's what, like, I like to talk about. And at this way, this is no, like, I'm not coming for you guys in the question. I don't want you to feel I just want to put this out there. For folks who are listening, it's very important that they are aware that trans folks are tired of these kind of discussions. I chose to engage with it tonight, but I don't mind having that discussion, but others don't. Others are frankly tired, and they are done, and they are not interested. And so I just want to put that out there, that folks really have to start using Google. Google is your best friend.
Right.
Google is your best friend, and we need to start moving beyond that. Like, really, it's sad. In 2015, you still don't know the difference between sexuality and gender.
Yeah.
You got people on the internet. Yeah. I see comments all the time. People are commenting, and they're conflicting a gay person with transgender. They're just making all these pronoun misusage and just acts of violence. And it's like, you...
Right.
So
you get it.
So we need to
get
to
get at a loss of words.
Yeah,
you kind of get to a loss of words. Like, I don't even know what to say to you, dumbass. I really don't.
We got to move beyond this basic combo, lady. Too many of our sisters are dying at the hand of the same folks who don't know the difference between sexuality and gender. Just last week, the news of goddess queen Lamia Beard. Lamia Beard is a 30-year-old black woman who recently was murdered in Norfolk, Virginia. She was found at 4 a.m., y'all, on Saturday, and it was like she was just shot, and she was taken to Norfolk General Hospital, where she later died. And it's just sad that her death, it showed us, it showed the community once again that it's not just black cis men. It's not just Michael Brown, it's just Eric Garner, that lives that apparently don't matter. It's also black trans women. Black trans women are being forgotten. If being slaughtered on the streets of America, of our own people, wasn't enough, you know, it's like, then we get shade. Let's not even, y'all don't want to talk about the shade we get afterwards, right? After our death, right? It continues with the misgendering in the articles and stories. So after that, it's like, oh, they pound on more, you know? It's like, oh, you did, now I'm going to pound on some more. You know, and that's just like, how much are we supposed to take? you know. And despite having proper media guides, you can go to GLAAD. GLAAD has it on their website, proper AP journalism standards. Writers choose to engage in these acts of violence as a misgendering. And it's disgusting. Mm-hmm. I frankly can't read the articles anymore because I feel like if I read it, I'm just it's going to trigger me. And it just pisses me off. You know, just like calling a person the N-word is an act of violence. Calling a trans person out of their correct pronoun is an act of violence. And so I'm going to shut up.
So y'all could keep
No.
But
I mean, we're here to learn.
It was like a rant.
No, it's fine because we get it. I mean, they make you want to kirk out. It's like, hold on the fuck up. And I get what you're saying. Like, why do I have to explain who I am? Like, I'm Black Widow. I would hate to have to go daily and explain who the fuck I am. Why do I have to tell you who I am, how I'm living my life, what I want to do, how I want to do it? So I completely get what you said. It's like, can we move past this? It's other shit going on. All Black Lives Matter, you know? Mm-hmm. And I know that you do your show and you make people aware of what's going on. Do you travel to different cities to do your show? Do you speak to people live? Do you do motivational speaking? Do you, like, do a tour? Can people see you in person, or is it strictly just on your blog talk?
That's a question you're asking me right now?
Yes.
Okay. I was confused because people were talking, and I was like, wait a minute, she's throwing a question toward me. Yes, to all of that. The first thing is, of course, I'm affiliated with TWOCC, the Trans Women of Color Collective of Greater New York, which was founded after the death and murder, tragic murder of our sister Elon Nettles in New York, in Harlem. And Elon was pummeled to death outside of a New York police precinct. And until this day, her killer still walks the streets.
So
while
everyone... The killer is known.
Yes. You can go to my Blog Talk Radio show and on-demand episode, State of Emergency, and that episode is dedicated to the Elon Nettles case. And so it's just sad because it's like, it's just so many. And so I don't even forgot my point now. what was my point if you were bringing up a lawn?
Well, you were bringing up that in response to Widow's question that if people want to get at you or know, you know, exactly what your show is
about. I was talking about the collective. I was talking about the founding story behind the collective. And so that was what happened. Janet Mock, Lourdes Ashley Hunter, Vanessa Victoria, myself, several women. A dozen of us in the New York area, in the New York greater Tri-State area, formed the collective. And we've been healing. We've been doing the work, advocated for ourselves. We've done panels. We've done workshops. We have done, oh, my God, giveaways for each other, raffles. We've done events. Mm-hmm. We've done it all. And it's been amazing. And so we continuously need, we are a collective. We are not funded. There is no sponsor. So it's like we have a whole fiscal sponsor, but we don't have an actual, like, there's no, like, budget, and so all our money is given from donation. So you can go to www.twocc.us and sow a bountiful seed.
Please. We will definitely share that link.
Yes, we had a very successful fundraiser last night. We raised $1,500 in 8 minutes. Which is unheard of for that venue. Exactly. So, folks, I'm really seeing that this work is being, like, it's getting done. You know, it's getting done, and we need folks to really, like, really start getting out of the way and, like, amplifying trans women, because we are the ones dying in these streets, and we are the ones that need the, we don't need help. I mean, I say need help because that's not the word I want to use, but we need the love. Where's our love?
Right.
Where's our love? Where's our marching in solidarity?
And so in addition to marching with you and making donations, you know, what else can, and to use the term cis people or you know, your allies, what else can we do to help? And I know you don't like that word, but it is what it is, to assist with your movement. What can we do?
Well, you can join forces. You can align yourself. Become a, get to know me. Go for coffee. Go shopping. Right. Go for a drink. Go for several drinks.
Hell yeah, like, I like drinking.
Basic, I'm talking about basic things. Basic things folks can do besides the other stuff that you said of giving money and providing platforms and you know, seeing how you can help trans organizations, especially trans organizations and trans people and trans organizations that are led by trans folks specifically, because there's a difference. Some people conflate the difference between the two, but that's another story. But besides doing that, what are you doing actively in your life to engage a trans person as well? A person, I would like my black cis family to ask themselves, what are you doing actively?
Right.
Is there somebody in your family that you haven't reached out to? Start there. Heal that.
Let me do this. Let me we got a caller on the line. Let's take this caller and just get some more conversation going here. Caller,
absolutely.
We're coming to you at area code 314, last four digits 6021. Hello? 6021?
It's Kia.
Hey, Kia, how you doing, girl? I'm just saying, we can hear you. I'm just saying, don't be scared. Say what you got to say. No. Hey, Kia.
No, I'm riding with mute.
Got you. Thank you for calling in. What's going on with you today, girl?
Oh, me and hubby are actually on our way to the movies. But, I wanted to call in and support.
Thank you. Any words for our guest today, Miss Katrina?
Actually, I found it, I'm glad that I called in because I'm hearing things that I just didn't know about.
Yeah.
And it's like an awakening. So I'm glad that I called in. I have much respect for you, Katrina.
I appreciate the love, and thank you for the acknowledgement of respect. And I would appreciate it even more if you go to www.twocc.us and sow a bountiful seed. That would be even more amazing.
I will do that.
See?
Well, thank you.
People
thank
are catching
you,
on
quick.
I love it.
Okay.
Thank you, sir.
We got intelligent folk on this line. You hear what I'm talking about? Okay, so we got another caller.
I'm curious. I got to ask you guys, where are you guys from? Where are you guys situated? Because I hear the accents, and it's just been, bugging me. I want to know.
St. Louis.
St. Louis. Okay, I saw the arch in the Facebook page. Okay, all right.
Yeah, we St. Louis City. St. Louis, been born and raised. You know, we've lived other places. Widow's been an over-the-road truck driver, so she's been seeing a lot of shit. I've lived in different places, lived out of the country for a little while, but mostly been in the States, you know, living in St. Louis. I mean, that's our anchor, you know, most of our family. But Widow, I ain't great to tell her business, but I'm going to tell her, she will move in a heartbeat, okay? She's talking about me moving, Katrina. She will move in a heartbeat and across the country, and then you'd be like, so, wait, where you at? I'm going to move to Texas. What are you doing, you know?
So you ladies have been on the ground for the whole Ferguson. You ladies were covered.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. It's a very tumultuous time. It still is.
Still
you
is.
Have that undercurrent.
Mm-hmm.
You have that undercurrent where it's, you know, mm-hmm. ready for things to pop off. And the interesting thing is it probably happens in the trans community as well, like when you all have these things that happen to the women in the community, that you're almost surprised by the level of ignorance that people, you know, the statements and things that people will say, you know, blaming the victim, like that's what they get, they shouldn't have did this or shouldn't have did that. Mm-hmm. Like, damn, all I did was be born. I mean, I can't change who I am as a person. I can't change my color. I can't change my gender or the gender I identify with. I can't change any of that. So why am I being persecuted? So, you know, and it's eye-opening when you really see the depth of people's ignorance. It's really eye-opening. Well, you can't believe it.
Absolutely.
Like, what the fuck, did you just fall off a watermelon truck? What the fuck is wrong with you?
And I think people seem to forget, I really don't want to get caught up in this victim narrative. People really seem like we're not begging for help. We're not asking. Trans women of color, we are already doing the work. But we're just saying, don't forget about us. When you're, you know, marching out in those streets, also bring us up with you, you know? We don't need saving, but we do need you next to us, fighting for us and with us, just as we will be fighting for all of us
because we're all the same. So
ain't
we're tired
the truth.
Of this. We're tired of this woe is me narrative. We don't need woe. Mm-hmm. We need platforms, avenues, money to do this work.
Exactly.
You know, let me just briefly say, I want to talk about the TWOCC, but there's Casa de Ruby, Black Star Media, Transtech Social. You can Google all these companies and organizations.
Mm-hmm.
Black Trans Media, Trans Hack, and the newly formed Awkward Talent Agency. So there's many businesses and organizations led by trans persons of color right now.
Yeah.
And we have mainstream stars like Laverne Cox, Janet Mock, T.S. Madison, and many others who you can all Google.
Well, Google is our friend. Google is our friend.
Right,
because
we're tired. Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry. Get to the call.
Let's get this caller. No, you good, Katrina. Hold on. Let's see here. Caller, we're coming to you at area code 314-8979. Hello? Caller? 8979. Hello. Y'all
want
to talk? Okay. Hold
okay.
on.
Okay. Well, they've been shy and all. Katrina, I want to ask you. When I was reading about you, I probably make sure I read it right. Do you have a clothing line that you use to get the word out about supporting you guys? Is it a clothing line?
The clothing line was something I created back in 2013. It's called hashtag TGirlsRock, hashtag TBoysRock. It was a campaign and clothing line that I created and developed to help empower the trans community through clothing. I just saw a void out there of trans empowering clothing with messages, and I wanted to do something, and I just thought it was fun and creative. And I funded out of my own pocket a lot of shirts and a lot of hats.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been amazing. The feedback has been really amazing. There's a Facebook page. There is a website, Zazzle, ZAZZLE.com/TGirlsRock. And that's the page where you can actually buy some of that merchandise. It's more generic than some of the promotional merchandise you'll see on the Facebook page, but it's still, the message is still the same. It's still created by myself. And it's amazing. I've sort of been neglecting it. I've been sort of more focused on Kitty Bella and T-Wop and my life outside
right.
of all of that, you know, because, you know, another thing that we forget a lot of times with trans discussions is that we actually do have a life outside of just our transness, you know.
Right.
Other stuff like trying to pay bills, you know,
right.
taking a pulse medicine if you have insurance, you know, like stuff like that, like, we go through the same things like everyone else do. And so on top of that, we have to deal with everything else. So it's just one of those things where, you know, it's a balance. It's a struggle. And so you can go to the website, though, with the clothing, yes. It's still there.
Okay.
And, you know, hopefully one of these days I'll revive it and do something new and fresh and exciting.
Yeah, yeah. So you say just like, you know, your lives are just like everybody else's lives. So tell us about some of the triumphant things that are going on, successes, the businesses and things like that. I know you mentioned some others, but tell us about some of the other normal things that you're doing like everybody else, the businesses and things like that.
Well,
you
I don't know how to really answer
awkward.
That. I'm like, when you say like the normal things are like business, like what do you mean? Like,
well, you
I have the radio
that.
Show and stuff like
mm-hmm,
that.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you were mentioning that you had a that not you per se, but you had a sister that has a casting agency or something like that, and you know some of the other things that some of our trans sisters are doing, you know, to do just that, to change the narrative. We're not just talking about the violence that's happening against this community, this part of our community,
mm-hmm.
but
mm-hmm.
we also want to talk about the other things that are going on in the community. Yes,
absolutely.
This community is experiencing violence just like we, everybody else in this community is experiencing violence, but that this part of our community is also you know, experiencing successes, making headlines on positive notes as well. So we want to talk about some of those things.
Absolutely, and thank you for clarifying that, and that's why I asked you to clarify, because clarity is very important in these discussions
mm-hmm.
and very important for us to
mm-hmm.
move forward. And so I have no problem talking about some of the amazing, awesome work that's coming out of the trans community. Like I stated to you earlier, there are several organizations that are out there now that you can Google and look up.
And you will see that the work is being done. And we, all we ask is for your alliance, you know. Join us.
Join us
is what we're saying, you know. And, you know, don't misgender us. Don't create acts of violence against us. Don't erase us. And instead, that's what's occurring right now. And it's occurring for a while.
Yeah.
But
we got another caller. Let's get this caller in. Caller, we're coming to you at 7580.
Good afternoon, ladies. I was just listening to the program.
Hello.
So I will continue to listen.
Good evening.
I have no comments to say that it's an interesting show that I'm listening to this evening.
Mm-hmm.
And thank
you very much for calling in.
You're welcome.
Thank you. You sound like you got a cold. You sound like you got a cold, though. I'm just saying. You might want to get you some Robitussin or something. Take care of yourself, girl.
I'm going to try. Thank you.
All right. Put you back on hold. Thanks for calling in.
I would just like to say also, you know, folks, I appreciate the kind words and folks coming on and, you know, giving and providing. But it would be just a little bit more better if folks would, like, just actually come on and say, this is so dope and amazing. I would like to pour into this work. And so I think that we have to really, like, really try to move beyond this basically, okay, it's all right, I acknowledge your presence, thank you so much.
Yeah.
And it's like, we'll never move on, you know? I don't want to make it seem like I'm attacking everyone because that's not what I'm trying to do. But I also want to make sure that we're clear in terms of the conversation and level of conversation that trans folk are trying to have right now. And I think that
you know what? I think what it is with people, it's a matter of processing. Because the very honest thing I think that will come out of this conversation is, talking to you, Katrina, people are like, damn, this sound like my sister, my cousin, my aunt, my best friend. Like, so it makes them kind of have to address the perception of what they thought this was going to be. And when it doesn't line up, it takes you a minute to, like, reprocess and be like, okay, so wait a minute. I have to unthink all the things I've always thought. So I think it's a matter of processing.
But I have to say, there's also, I have to also say that that's kind of problematic because a person shouldn't have, what does that mean? Like, let's unpack some of that of what you just said. Like, what is that exactly
Absolutely.
Does that mean when someone says, you didn't sound like how I thought you would sound? Like, how was I supposed to sound?
Okay, well, let's go with this for you.
I didn't know that transgender had a sound. You know what I'm saying? So it's like we really have to really get rid of these. People need to erase all of these preconceived notions and these ideas and stereotypes
exactly.
of what they think trans is. That's the bottom line. And until they do that, then they won't be able to do the work and move forward. But if you're still going through these, wow, I didn't know that. I thought she would sound differently. Okay, that means, okay, I can listen to her. So what did that mean if I came on talking about how you doing tonight?
And not sound like your voice sounds, but your energy. Like when talking to you, your energy is like my sister, my aunt, my best girlfriend. You know what I mean?
Oh.
So it's the energy that I'm talking about, not necessarily how you sound and all of that, because people have, and then especially like you saying, like unpacking the thought process, as you know. Even just with just being black, period, but then adding the transgender to it as well, people have to unpack that as far as what they've always thought that was, you know, because like you said, it's so many of us out here that are ignorant and don't know things, and it's not, and ignorance is a choice. I really believe that to be true. But I think unpacking that level of ignorance that's been, like, embedded in the society, even within your families. I mean, come on, we're talking about in the black community where people can't even begin to have a conversation about sexuality, gender, all of that. What do you mean, sexuality, gender? You start having that conversation in a black family, they may ostracize you. Who knows? You know what I'm saying? So as a people, as black people, we do have some shit that we have to unpack as far as, like, our thought process, what's normal, what's acceptable. So I think it takes some doing, and I understand where you are, because this is your life. This has been your life. So you're like, what's the problem? Why are you
Right. My life is on the line here. Like, I don't have time to be going through these explanations. I don't have time to be explaining A, B, C, and D to you. Do you know there's a boot on my neck?
Yes.
So I don't have time, and the boot is coming from your foot.
as my sis Lord Ashley Hunter said the other day. I love that line about the boot. And she said that, and it was just like, it was so amazing. Like, there's a perfect analogy for me. Like, yes, the boot is on my neck. And I just can't, like, I can't engage in these kind of low-level, basic conversations where we're still trying to explain our life, why life matters. Like, I need to move beyond that. I need to move beyond that. I have other things that is happening, and we will, trans people will leave you behind.
And like Arlo was saying, to the people, when we start thinking one way, us as Americans and us as Black Americans, we start thinking one way, and it's hard for us to deter to something else. You know what I'm saying? It's like, I got to rethink this. You want me to think a different way? Just a perception of how we want to see things, and then looking at that in the reality of what it is, it takes us a while to put those two together. Just like for myself, I'm a BBW. I'm a four-figure woman. I have always been four-figure. I am damn near 300 pounds. And people were like, oh, my God, you're so cute. Okay, what the fuck that mean? Because I'm fat, I'm not allowed to be cute. What the fuck? So when she was saying that, she wasn't trying to say it was your voice. It's just the fact that your energy and, like, why I work at now, I just started working on Monday, and I'm hanging with them. They're like, oh, my God, do you need to take a break? Do you need to take a fucking break? Oh, no, I was just saying, what the fuck are you trying to say? Because I got here, I made it to the interview process, I made it through the training, I can do this job, I carry this weight very well, I don't have hypertension, I'm not a diabetic, my cholesterol is just fucking fine, so let's just do this and move on. It's just the way people see me, they think, oh shit, here come this big girl, we're going to have to slow it down and do something different. No, I can hang with the best of y'all motherfuckers, let's do this shit. So that's just pretty much what she was, you know, your energy is like, oh, my God. Like, when we going to go have drinks? What you like to drink? I like tequila. What you drink, Katrina?
Like, the word
you said shopping. Shit. Where are we shopping at? Patron? Okay, I like Jose. Jose do me well. Patron kind of fucks me up the next morning. But we can still drink. We can go shopping. When you come to St. Louis, we need to meet in the middle because I ain't fucking with New York. I got a snowstorm coming, right?
I know we do. Oh, my God. Don't remind me.
You're not
nice. No, but I also have to, like I really want folks to really just, like, mess up that whole idea of transgender. Like, there is no anything. If they take away anything from this conversation tonight, no. There is no set idea of what a transgender person looks like, sounds like, tastes like. You know what I'm saying? Exactly. Right.
Hey.
It's like we are all individual. We are all individual. Some trans people like facial hair. Some don't. Some trans people like surgery. Some don't. Just because they choose to do those things or not does not, it has no bearing on their gender. It has no bearing on who they identify as in their heart and in their mind, in their body, in their spirit. So I just want people to take that. They need to mess all that up because I'm in the community. I know, I interact with my folks. We are all different. We all, we have individual way we think down to everything. And that's just the way life is. And so if folks would realize that, we could move on. It's not, you know, don't put me in this box. It's a lot of boxes.
Hello, the boxes will kill you. The boxes will kill you. You can't breathe in a box. You know what I mean? Cannot breathe
in
a box. You know, this show has, like, zoomed by. Like, we could talk forever to you, Katrina. We got, like, 6 minutes left in this show.
Oh, my.
And, you know, we truly appreciate you coming on, and this was phenomenal for us. And we certainly want to keep up with you. We will be listening to the Kitty Bella Show and you know, getting more understanding and just appreciation for you and the trans community. Thank you for you know, appearing on the show. Do you have any closing words that you'd like to say out to our audience and anything you want to say?
Absolutely. I would like thank you so much. Thank you so much for you ladies having me. Thank you for affirming the space. Thank you for providing this platform so folks can get their life and get them some, because
this is a much needed conversation, and I'm really appreciative. I'm really happy, warmed, overjoyed. And I would just like to tell your audience, like, they really need to just remember that trans people are everywhere. We are humans. Not humans, excuse me. Of course we're human, but we are human beings like everyone, and we could be your daughter, we could be your grandmother, we could be your grandfather, son, stepdaughter, whatever. And so the point of
absolutely.
What I'm saying is, like, we are human beings, and there needs to be some more empathy, and just open up your hearts, open up your minds, and the same empathy that we as Black people are looking for society now, trans folk are saying, looking at our Black community folk and saying, our cis community saying, where's our love? You know what I'm saying? Where's our marches? Where's our rallies? Where's our hashtags? So let's really think about that. Let's think about, are these acts of healing occurring? They have to occur in order for Black community to heal forward in any level. We have to stop the violence against each other. And the people who are killing trans women of color are other Black people. It is not other trans folk. It is other Black cis. Let me be specific. Black cis men. And so we need to also have men in these spaces. I really wish that, you know, there were more male, there was a male caller tonight or something. Like, I definitely encourage, even on my show, I implore and encourage men to call in. Like, we need more male, Black male specifically, involvement in these conversations in order for us to heal. And so I just want to leave that. Go to www.twocc.us. And please, so able to see, we are not discriminatory. It could be a dollar. It could be $2. It could be $5. It could be $50. Go for $100. Why not go for $500? You know what I'm saying? Like, it's like your way, whatever you want. And we appreciate it. We truly we have tons of events and things that are going on. You can go to the website and see where a lot of our leaders will be. As for myself, you can find me at blogtalkradio.com/Kitty Bella Show. You can follow me on Twitter at TweetTrina, the number 4, LYFE. I'm also on Instagram at LoveGoddess. And Facebook, of course, you can like the Kitty Bella Show Facebook page. So, and the TWOP page
you,
as
Trina.
Well.
Thank
Absolutely.
You so
welcome.
Much. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right,
so
Widow. Go ahead and wrap it up, Widow.
I want to say thank you to Goddess Katrina for being our guest. I enjoy speaking with you. Hope we get to speak with you soon. And thank you for our callers that called in just to let us know that they were listening and supporting us. And we have to educate ourselves across the board with a lot of things and a lot of issues and situations, whether it be just the transgender world, the organizations, going to one of the forums to speak or to listen. Just get yourself involved in more things. Get outside your box. Quit living in a little space you're in and think that you know everything when you really don't know shit. And until you can acknowledge that you don't know everything and you're willing to learn more, then you will be okay, because every day is a new day to learn something new. Even if it's just a little bit of information, retain it, take that, move on to the next day and build on that. Because I can say that the people we invited to this show, within the first 5 minutes, I had 5 men decline. And I'm not saying that they probably didn't have plans this evening, but I was just saying that you're some punk-ass motherfuckers. I'm going to put it out there, because you didn't want to listen to the show. Why? Does it make you feel some type of way? Was you uncomfortable? Then your ass should have listened. And for the people who are listening that didn't want to make a comment or ask a question, why? What are you afraid of? What are you so fearful of? And if that's a fear you have within you, it's not made from God. So you need to get past that shit. For real, we just got to learn how to be a community, a Black community, and love on each other and just accept each other for who we are and quit judging people. It's not right for you to judge anyone. You have to support the person to your left and your right and build them up and bring them with you. Don't leave nobody behind. All Black lives matter, point blank, plain and simple. And we appreciate y'all listening. We do.
be more active. Talk to us. Get on the Facebook page and leave comments. We just want people to learn from our show. We're real laid back and we speak our mind, and we do that because that's how we are, and we hope that you could be comfortable enough to learn from what we're trying to put out there to you guys. Our love.
All right, y'all. We got 10 seconds left live in the show. If you're holding online, just stay on there. Oh, this show was phenomenal. I learned so much, and I appreciate learning. I appreciate understanding. And it doesn't get much better than this. Why the music get all loud and shit, y'all, while I'm trying to wrap up the show? Did y'all hear that shit? That ain't nothing but the devil. That ain't nothing but the devil. I promise you it ain't nothing but the devil. Listen, I'm going to wrap it up because I guess Blog Talk Radio, like, bye, bitch, get off the station. Okay. So what I will say in wrapping up, I'll keep it nice and neat, y'all. If you don't get nothing else out of this show, understand this, and I said this yesterday to Katrina, and she agreed. Transgender, it is not a lifestyle. It is a life. It's a life that matters just as much as yours and mine. Open your mind, open your level of understanding, open your heart, because we all have work to do. And there is no need, no room for separation. We got too much shit to do as a black community to isolate each other based on something that really ain't none of your damn business. Let's just keep that 100, okay? If you want things to change, you have to be the person to make it change. And changing your mind about who you think people are and what box you think they need to be put in, that's for you to do. Nobody can do that work for you but you. Research, educate, be more, learn more. Enjoy the rest of your Sunday and be the change you want to see, people. Peace out to you.